This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettay along with Charlie Long in studio and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Does a great job covering the Tulane beat for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate, and also he's the publisher of the Wave Report, Gary Smith. Gary, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Gary, as it's still 3-1, I know Southeastern had that lead over the Green Wave, still 3-1.
Base is loaded for Southeastern with two outs in the fourth inning, so Tulane needs to get out of that jam or it could be a big problem on a ridiculously cold day. And, man, am I glad that I'm not at that ballpark.
I get you.
Their press box is outdoors, by the way, for baseball, for the media. So, I'm not. That's not the reason I'm not there. I'm not there because Tulane's playing a basketball game tonight, but I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I have a son-in-law that covers some of that. He's told me a little bit about how it's a bit nippy out there when you're trying to cover it for a baseball game. Gary, is something that I just basically almost got overwhelmed because of so many stories happening in New Orleans with the Super Bowl, with Kellen Moore getting the head coaching position with the Saints, and certainly even LSU baseball sort of tsunamied everything, but the announcement that Tulane would have an indoor facility. Yeah. And it's being built on Carrollton in the parking lot area?
On Claiborne. Right on the other side of the baseball stadium.
Okay. I've heard from Tulane people, it's well over 20 years. Oh, when are they going to build an indoor? And my thing is, man, I can't tell you. I know they have one at University of Louisiana in Lafayette. Mm-hmm. Nichols State's had one. It's in year two. They have one. And, it seemed to be every time they bring in a new coach, we're going to get you an indoor facility. Well, finally, it looks as though that's going to happen.
Right, and you mentioned, by the way, how busy it's been around here. I'll tell you how busy it's been. I wrote a full story. I went to the public meeting on that and wrote a full story on that with quotes from John Sorrell. It never ran in the newspaper. It ran on NOLA.com, of course. But they didn't have room that day, and then I think they just forgot to put it in the paper after that. And yeah, it's only as Tulane's new athletic director now, a year into his tenure, David Harris said that was the absolute number one question fans wanted him to answer every time he talked to them. So yeah, it's a big deal. Now, it's not an ideal facility because it's going to go on the Claiborne parking lot. It's only going to be 65 to 70 yards. So they're not going to for like in season practices, you can't run offense scout team and defense scout team at the same time on a field like that. But it's a heck of a lot better than what they had before, which was nothing. if a thunderstorm popped up, they had to either go to the Saints indoor facility on short notice, and, you know, they got classes, they've got other things. You got to deal with the logistics of busing there and back. Now they just have to walk past the baseball stadium to continue having practices. And also, John Sumrall told me on a hot day, which every day is in New Orleans early in the football season, like in preseason camp, when you can't do two-a-day practices anymore, but they do a practice and a walkthrough every day, and they'll love being able to do the walkthrough indoors to just get out of some of that ridiculous New Orleans summer heat. So again, you want it, you'd prefer to have a full field, but they're just simply, Tulane has no space for that on campus, and this is a much better alternative. They were thinking about one that was going to be near the Riley Center on the other side of the football stadium, a little ways away, and that one was probably going to be even smaller. So this was the single best option that they had right now. And,
Gary,
yeah, they're excited about it.
Gary, is it fully enclosed? Because I know the one in Thibodeau, it's like three quarters down, and you know, because you can actually see. We actually did a remote for Louisiana Line Camp, and we were on one side. We could see through that. It was pouring down rain, but the kids, it didn't bother them. They were inside, so it didn't really matter.
As far as I know, it is. I mean, it's going to be enclosed. It's going to be on the side. They're going to have a removable closure on the side and the top, and for weather purposes, if a hurricane's coming. We saw it happen at Tropicana Field in St. Petersburg, and that's a much bigger facility. So it's going to be removable, but yes, it is going to be enclosed, and it also is going to be the proper width for a football field. They're going to have that too. And then at the top, it's going to be about 60 feet. The cover on top is going to be about 60 feet high. The funny thing is they should have probably run the release by John Sumrall when they did it, because when they ran the release, they said that it was going to allow for kicking and punting. You can't punt in the Saints indoor facility, much less that. So there's not going to be any punting, but they're going to be able to do everything else there.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is the time frame for that to be to start and to finish? Because it's always plan. Later than they. Because I'm in a renovation at my house, and they give you that deal. 2 weeks, two weeks, man. It ain't never 2 weeks. It ain't never 2 months or whatever they give you. You expect the over. Bet the over on it.
We live in New Orleans, and so we know how that works, even more so here than maybe other places. But they did point out to me that they did bigger projects that aren't athletics related, dorms and other stuff, and they finished right on time. So that were much more complicated than this one. But the target date is in August. The season opener is, I think, like August 30th against Northwestern. That's Northwestern University. In Illinois, not Northwestern State. They want it to be ready before that. It's likely not going to be ready for the beginning of preseason drills, which will be like August 2nd, somewhere around that. That's the target date. And they said they've in the last couple of years, they've completed bigger projects than that on time. So we'll see, but they definitely want it to be ready before the start of the first game of the year.
Yeah. Good luck to them. That's all I can tell you at this stage. You got it right. Yeah. We'll see. Yeah. Tim Brando and I were talking about this, and Timmy and I have kind of beat this around, that the way the college football season is, I think that that's going to be a push to maybe jump up the season, to not start this in late August, but to push it up into mid or, say, like August 10th or 12th, and not have to go up against the National Football League for your playoff situations. And I think that is getting a little bit of traction, that people believe, okay, well, look what you have to go. Yeah, it's hot. Well, it's hot in September. It's hot in August. Yeah, I get it. Mm-hmm. You can't tell a difference between an August heat and a September heat. Not down here, you can't. It's the same.
Sure.
So my thing is, do you think that will become an eventuality, that just because of the logistics and how things are breaking down, and we're going now probably from 12 to at least 16, in the playoff system, that it would be moved up into, say, mid-August instead of late August?
You know, I had not actually heard that. I understand where it's coming from. I'm not a big fan of that for a couple of reasons. This quaint old idea about college athletics being, partially for students. I know that's a crazy idea in these times and that stuff like that. A lot of schools haven't started semesters that early. There are some places where it is a lot hotter. They are certainly here. You're right. It doesn't make a difference. The NFL is king. That's not going to change. They definitely need to work on the dates better for when they're doing some of these things. I actually like the idea of having a bunch of playoff games on January 1st. That seems to work well. Going back to tradition, going back to the past with having big games on January 1st. So I'd have to think. I had not heard that. I'd have to think about that some time. And for purely selfish reasons on my part, man, does that cut into my summer break if teams start practicing 4 weeks before the start of the season.
It's going to be like the NFL, Gary. It's going to be, those OTAs. Okay, you work into that. Oh, they don't have preseason in college football. Anyway, roll it out August 13th or whatever. And then, because look what you're going up against in August, preseason football. What?
Yeah.
If you play in these big games, like I think they'll try to project early. Man, listen, all I can hear is a cash register ringing in the background.
You have a point there.
Gary,
no doubt.
Switching some gears a little bit to college baseball season is officially underway, as you mentioned, Tulane and Southeastern. That's now at the top of the fifth, so they did get out of that bases loaded situation.
Yes, they did.
It's still 3-1 here. But the opening season series sweep of Omaha, picking up all three wins at Turchin Stadium. I want to get your thoughts on kind of a two-sided coin flip here. Your thoughts on how Tulane looked in that opening weekend, and also a scouting report on Omaha. They're kind of doing a tour of South Louisiana right now. They
sure
beat Nichols yesterday, and then LSU hosts them this upcoming weekend. So your thoughts on how Tulane looked in the opening series sweep, but also your thoughts on Omaha, who LSU plays this upcoming weekend.
It's so hard to judge on an opening weekend. Look, Omaha is not supposed to be very good. They did. I think they actually were the top seed in their in the Summit League Conference tournament last year and got bounced two straight, but their RPI was like 290 or something. I mean, like 270 or something like that. And yeah, they didn't look very good against Tulane. Tulane looked good. They didn't, but I was impressed that they after giving – look, Tulane had never in the history of the program with some storied years ever scored 10 or more runs in all three games of an opening weekend series, and they did against Omaha. And I was like, but consider who you're playing. Then Omaha goes to Thibodeau and beats Nichols 5-2, so there's something to be said for that. Their pitching staff did not impress me at all over the weekend. Their control wasn't very good. I mean, LSU that could be pain for the Omaha pitching staff. But it's so early in the year, you never know. Sometimes teams that are supposed to stink turn out to be pretty good. We'll see.
I'll bring it back to football to you. What do you think might be an area that Coach Summerall would look at to go back into the second phase of the portal, because that opens up again? It's just like free agency for the NFL.
Yeah, sure.
And you got two versions of it, one early in the year and one late, a little bit later, that he would want to try to upgrade on this football team.
Well, you're never going to turn down a pass rushing defensive end. I think you start there, but I think he's going to be, how does spring practice go? Because we saw last year, he was terrified about his cornerbacks after spring practice. They ended up with a walk-on Rishi Rattan being basically the best cornerback they had by the end of spring. What did they do? They went out and got their two starter caliber cornerbacks in the late period, and two of their top three cornerbacks during the season from that period. So I think you don't ever turn down great players, and Tulane has gotten into a position where they're much more competitive for really good guys. But I think a lot will be on how they practice in the spring and where they identify their weaknesses as to what area they'll hit hard.
Gary, one of the things Coach and he told it to me twice, and I sort of asked him a little bit different both times, and he came back with the same answer, is that, Mike, listen, we recruit guys that we know we aren't going to land coming out of high school.
Mm-hmm.
But it's what happens after that. What if that individual doesn't get the playing time that he thought he would get somewhere?
Sure.
And we have a connection with him. And he said that is something that I'm always going to emphasize here.
Mm-hmm.
At Tulane, that, okay, we got a lot of talent in the state of Louisiana, and I'll go outside to do the exact same thing. But just because a guy, we're not in the bunch to land the five-star, we're not going to back off of him because there is that other option. He may come back and be open to us again.
No doubt. And that's why you've seen Tulane has some big timers in already in the recruiting process that, in all frankness, they're probably not going to get originally. It's the right approach. And certainly that's where I'm there. Willie Fritz did an incredible job at Tulane, but John Summerall has elevated Tulane in the type of players that they're at. I mean, again, I don't have to go any farther than saying Mario Williams. That's a guy who would never have even remotely considered Tulane in the past. He was not happy with where his career was going at USC. He came to Tulane, and boy, did he end last year in terrific fashion. The last three or four games, he was the star on the team when the offense was having a lot of problems otherwise. That's the right approach. Just John Summerall just elevated recruiting all around, just in who they're getting. They're obviously, it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard for a non-Power 4 school to get a guy that LSU is going after, that same that the big guys are going after out of high school. But you absolutely have a chance to get those guys the second time around. And if you've already built a relationship with them, which Mario Williams had a relationship with one of Tulane's assistant coaches already, that could be huge down the road.
Gary, I'm glad you staying warm and staying not wet. So thanks for the update on the baseball part.
I'm watching those Tulane players that have like almost like masks on their face. I mean, they've got coverings on their face, and I'm thinking, yeah, I wouldn't have done well trying to type on my keyboard outside today in a game like that.
Thank you, Gary. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks for having me.
All righty. Gary Smith does a great job covering Tulane athletics for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate, and also he's the publisher of thewavereport.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.